Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
All right, Liam, you have been for a long time introducing me to these concepts of the electric universe. We've been talking. It's very exciting, actually, to look at these planets and seeing a different level of origin, different understandings of the origin of the universe that actually they make sense compared to what we have grown up with here, at least in the West, viewpoints. And now you've got us connected to Wal Thornhill and an upcoming electric universe seminar, trade show, event in Las Vegas coming up. We got Wal on from Australia right now, do we not?
We absolutely
do. Yes, you do.
Hey, there he is. Hey, Wal, so nice to have you on board.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Wal is a guy who's he's a researcher in what's called plasma cosmology, plasma physics. And plasma is really the most abundant state of matter in the universe. It's what everything is made of, charged particles. We don't get this in school.
No.
And when I encountered the idea that the Big Bang was a myth, I went, oh, I just had to think about it for a second. Wait a second. Nothing exploded and became everything? That doesn't make sense. And of course, we cover all of the myths of science on the show. I was fascinated. So where do you go after the Big Bang? You funnel right into this thing called plasma physics. There's a website, really a body of research online called thunderbolts.info.
Yes.
And there's another website, which was really my primary study, called Holoscience, HOLOScience.com. And then Donald Scott has another website on the electric universe. But Wal's site is holoscience.com. And I found these beautiful, fascinating, well-written essays about the history and philosophy of science.
Yes.
Invoking ideas of and the histories of Isaac Newton and the concepts of gravity and how much had to change in human thinking to get that and how actually we got stuck in the 17th century model. So I reached out to Wal and David Talbot and other people who put this great body of work together and sort of sometimes just threw in comments and said, here, I'm going to do this and that and the other thing. And so I've been following them for a while. And not enough people know about this. This is a reproducible, testable science, not of the creation of the universe. That's a myth.
Yeah.
But of the way that things work in outer space.
Well, let me see if Wal Thornhill agrees with you. I mean,
he might totally disagree. Yes.
Do you totally disagree with Liam? What do you think?
Well, I agree with most of what Liam has said. But the electric universe actually goes further than plasma cosmology and looks at the fundamental questions, which are still a mystery to us, and that is, what is gravity? What is magnetism? Even what causes lightning? It's interesting to know that there are still many big mysteries right in front of our very faces. And yet this is not the sort of thing that scientists seem keen to let people know or to talk about in school or
so,
as part of the education curriculum.
While a lot of the things that we see and observe every day are really defy explanation by current scientific models, then, is what you're saying, accepted consensus models.
Well, what we have are mathematical descriptions of what happens, but there's no physical understanding underneath that, and this is why we get into such trouble. The electric universe is really a return to common sense in physics, and it's the kind of thing that people can get involved in without university education. Just a good high school or college education is sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually have people doing experiments in their garage, which is uncovering secrets of how planets are formed and what all of the things that we're discovering in space really mean.
So we're going backyard innovators, backyard science, going right to the heart of it. And so much of what is learned in formal education has to be almost unlearned in order to make the leaps in new levels of understanding and identifying facts that were hidden because of the way it was taught in the current, again, consensus university system.
That's right. The most difficult thing we have to do is unlearn the things that just ain't so, as they say.
Well said.
Yeah, and in fact, that was the thing that's taken me most of my life to let go of, is the things that I was taught at school and at university. Once you do that, though, and you look at the universe with a beginner's eyes, you begin to realize that it's actually based on very simple concepts, but the appearances can be quite complicated. And this is true of life anyway. You know, we know that simple things can actually produce quite complicated patterns.
Yes, certainly. So can we expect that this upcoming Electric Universe conference, for lack of a better way to say it, in, of course, how appropriate, Las Vegas, is that what I understand? The Electric Universe is happening in Las Vegas, Nevada?
It's an interesting venue, but I think it may be appropriate because really, when people understand this new model of the universe, it really will throw all of show business into overdrive, in my opinion. Hmm. I've often felt that you could reenact some of the things that we've managed to uncover about the history of the Earth and the human race, mm-hmm. which would make a great IMAX movie.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's very exciting stuff because it brings the arts and the sciences. Everything comes back to become a coherent big picture instead of all these incoherent specialties where people don't talk to one another because they can't even understand each other.
And we've hammered on some of this in previous shows, and I think in the next couple of weeks we can do a show Robert and I, we can talk about some of these underlying concepts, these ideas of what our planets, and we've talked about this, your concept of planetary birth and the electrical star model that you, I think, expanded and took from Ralph Jurgens, these beautiful, studyable, almost reproducible. I mean, you can see all of the indications that these things are true when you look through the telescopes and you see the preponderance of binary stars. Why binary? Because they're electrically charged and they fission to split the strong electrical charge. All these things not predicted by these crazy 17th century gravity-only models. But I want to get people to the conference. So where when?
Yeah, tell us where and when, Wal. We know sort of the where in Las Vegas, although we don't know exactly where in Vegas. Do you have all that information for us?
I say it's actually... As all the detailed information is available on the homepage of thunderbolts.info. So rather than me reading it out to you, I think it's best just to go to that web site.
Well, this is live. This is radio, so we want to communicate it verbally.
So I'm going to press you for this. I'm going to push you, Wal. I know it's hard, but we want to hear from you. You're the guy, we were really excited to see you and have people come from all over the world to see and learn about this.
I understand. Okay. I'm just having a look now at the homepage, and it's in Las Vegas. The kickoff is on January the 6th. It's at the Rio.
Okay.
In Las Vegas. It looks like a beautiful new building, and the facilities there are pretty amazing. And we will have some really incredible speakers there. This is quite a historic event because for the first time we will have speakers we've invited from the Natural Philosophy Alliance. And this is the key to the Electric Universe. It returns natural philosophy to its key position in science instead of being sidelined by mathematicians. Hmm. And we have speakers delving into electric biology all the way up through the electric stars and electric galaxies and so on.
Can we do like a mathematician?
What this means to the human, what it means to the man in the street, because this will change everything.
Practicality. I like the practicality, and Liam has brought a lot of that here in understanding of reading your work. I was just thinking to bring it down to the level the kids can understand. We can put a mathematician in a dunk tank, and we can throw electric thunderbolts at them or something.
Yes, they've ignored electricity in all of their astronomy, and it's the key to answer all of the strange things that they've discovered and attributed to invisible matter and unseen objects and all of this kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I've been to medical conferences at the Rio. It's a good facility. People will enjoy it. And, of course, it is an electric city, so it is an appropriate place to have it. And I understand people literally will be coming from all over the world.
Yes, that's true.
Now we just got to tell all the Americans that don't know that this is happening in their own backyard.
Right. And if you're in or around, if you're in Los Angeles and you have any interest in the sciences, let me sell this the way that I see it. If you have any interest in any of the sciences, science fiction, if you're a science fiction fan and you've watched these things and you've wondered
filmmakers, writers.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
If you're a comic book artist, if you are a filmmaker wanting to make movies about what is going on in space, if you are a natural philosopher or a fan of any part of mythology, ancient mythology that tracks the sky gods, you will go to this thing and there's an integrative body of research that says the stuff that was seen in the sky by the ancients was reflective of what was actually going on in the sky cosmologically. There were large bodies passing over. They were giving off large electrical discharges. It's not a mistake that all of the major gods of all of the religions of the world are thunder hurlers. Mm-hmm. It's because that's what planets do. That's what outer space does. It's this fascinating integrated field. It's
very
a beautiful
exciting
thing.
To hear it, yeah.
It really is a beautiful thing. And I'm waiting, as soon as the science fiction writers get a hold of this, they'll begin to make the movies that actually point to the better science than what's happening in the National Geographic specials,
yes.
Which are recapitulating literally 17th century, we don't know anything about electricity science.
Well, I think yes. I'm excited. You want to go to this thing?
I was asked, could I go before they would arrange the actual meeting? So
yes, I know
I feel
you're
that what I've got to say there is very important. In fact, it points the way to the future, and I think it will re-energize science. It will excite students to take up science once again.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said before, everything will change as a result of this work. And people who come to this meeting in Las Vegas will see the future.
Again, Las Vegas, January 6th to the 8th. You can book a room now. I don't know if there are discounted rooms for people attending
usually there
the
are
conference,
with conferences.
But usually,
but, yeah.
They're still discounting, yes.
Good. At the Rio All Suite Hotel and Casino in the great and ruinous city of Las Vegas. Take a walk outside the hotel at your own risk. But get there. There are great speakers. David Talbot. I hope Don Scott will be there. Wal Thornhill.
Yes, Don's, we're coming up together.
Excellent.
Beautiful.
Well,
it's extraordinary. I'm really looking forward. I hope I can attend. I don't know yet, but we'll see about working. I hope. And Liam, you better go.
We got to
get him there.
Working on it. Working
I want him reporting to us all over the world so that people will hear this.
What I want is some of the members of the Thunderbolts team to come on this show in the next few weeks. So I've been working with their PR person to get some of these speakers. Maybe Dave Talbot can come on. These people have just lifetimes of information that they've accrued. And I'm not getting paid a dime for this. I actually am this enthusiastic about this work because it integrates the macroscopic and the microscopic.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the cells, as we're always talking about biology, and you see the cellular structure of the human body, you look in space and what do you see? Cellular structure,
yes.
Plasma fields, the same stuff that goes on in the body. It's a beautiful thing. It really is.
Well, this is exciting. I appreciate you coming on board all the way from Australia to share the update and look forward to having a successful conference there.
Thank you, Robert. It's been my pleasure.
And I want to reiterate, you don't have to be a scientist, an egghead, or anything. Lay people welcome. In fact, you don't have to unlearn as much garbage as those that have some PhDs. So everybody is welcome, it seems.
That's right.
All right, that's Wal Thornhill. Liam, thanks for connecting us. This was awesome.
You bet.
All right, Wal, thank you so much.
Thanks, Robert.
Okay, I'll be right back to wrap up this rocking and rolling Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks, Liam, as well.